Red Eye is a program of alternative politics and culture which broadcasts live from 9 until noon every Saturday morning on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM and around the world at cooperadio.org. Here's Lorraine Chisholm.
One recent study states that nonprofit childcare centers outscore their commercial counterparts in all aspects of early learning and care. The study by two University of Toronto economists is the first to statistically analyze ratings for observed quality in childcare centers. Gordon Cleveland and Michael Krasinski authored The Quality Gap, a study of nonprofit and commercial childcare centers in Canada. And Gordon Cleveland is associate chair in economics with the Division of Management at the University of Toronto in Scarborough, and he's joined me on the phone this morning. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks.
Now, when you're assessing the quality of childcare, how do you go about measuring and comparing different aspects of childcare?
Well, as an economist, I'm not responsible for developing the measures. They're created by developmental psychologists, and the particular measures in this study have a long history. They've been used in a number of other studies. They're called the Early Childhood Environment Rating Scale and the Infant Toddler Environments Rating Scale. But they each have a number of subscales. There's 7 subscales in each, and for instance, in the one for the preschool children, the ECRS, the early childhood one, there are 42 different items that roll up into the 7 subscales. So, you know, it's pretty thorough stuff, and it covers everything from diaper changing tables and health and safety issues to the outside playground equipment to the interaction in between the caregiver and the child in a learning sense and in a supportive emotional sense and those kinds of issues.
So when you started to put together all these figures and statistics, your results, what was the picture that emerged for you in terms of the difference between nonprofit and for-profit childcare groups?
Well, I guess I'd have to start off by saying that neither one of them is really as good as what we want for the building of a national childcare system. So we got work to do on both sides for sure. But on the other hand, when you look at all of the factors that do determine quality, do determine these estimates of quality levels, there's a pretty stark difference in between the nonprofits and the for-profits overall. Now, that's not for every single nonprofit and not for every single for-profit. There are good commercial centers. There are poor nonprofit centers. But when you put the total together, there's a pretty strong distinction in between them. They seem to be somewhat different animals.
When you analyze that, do you look at that in terms of percentage, or how do you quantify that?
What we did is we took the overall rating scale just for all of the profits and the nonprofits, but then we'd break it down for each of the 7 subscales. So, looking at the language reasoning activities, what does the distinction look like? Looking at the various breakdowns, what does it look like? Looking province by province across the country, what does it look like? Looking at each and every level of quality, what does it look like? And when the last one was pretty startling, which is that there's 7 levels that these are measured at. There's 7 marking points. It's a scale from 1 to 7. And if you look at that, on all of the low quality values, the commercial centers are overrepresented. They're disproportionately represented. And at the top quality levels, the nonprofits are always overrepresented. So it's like two distributions of quality, with the nonprofit one being distinctly better.
In which areas of activity did the biggest discrepancies occur between the private and nonprofit centers?
The biggest area of difference was in the relationship in between parents and staff in the centers. And the nonprofits were much better in terms of both staff training and retraining and encouragement, and also the interaction, the kind of information that was given to parents and the role of parents in controlling the center and in providing some direction to the center. The nonprofits were very distinctly better in that area.
Mm. And do the different kinds of structures that nonprofits and commercial enterprises have, would that influence that particular aspect of childcare?
Well, I mean, as an economist, what we're particularly interested in is trying to get at the causes. Like, what is it that's running this railroad? Why? We can observe these differences, and many other studies have observed the differences in between for-profit and non-profit. But the question is why? And it's certainly been often argued that that the for-profit operators get fewer resources of one kind or another. They get fewer donated resources, and they get fewer funds, at least in some provinces, from government than the nonprofits do. And so the argument has been, on the part of commercial operators particularly, that that explains everything, that if you gave the same amount of resources to the for-profit operators, then they'd behave the same. But we tried to control for things like that. And we did, I think, some good controls for the level of resources that the different kinds of centers have. And I get there was still a 10% difference in quality, which is quite a considerable difference in quality, even after all financial resources were held common in between the two types of centers.
Mm. What would a 10% difference look like then? What is that something that we would experience if we went into a child care center?
It's something the child would experience. It's not clear how much the parents would see it walking in the front door. That's one of the problems. Mm. So it's certainly said to be the case. We didn't look at this in our study, but it's certainly said to be the case that the for-profit operations are quite strong on the visible types of quality. That is to say, whether it's a bright, well-painted center with children's art up on the walls and things like that, but that they tend to underemphasize language reasoning activities and other more important educational activities or relationships with the parents and the staff and those things which are less observable by a parent on first walking in. So it might be the case that you wouldn't actually see it, obviously, when you walked in the front door of a center, but your child would experience it over time.
Now, if you look at, I've been sort of asking you a lot of questions about how the nonprofits compare to the for-profit operations. Is there a difference between different kinds of for-profit service providers in terms of the quality of service they offered?
Yeah, and that I thought was very interesting. And, you know, then you have to think about whether you're comforted by this, what the finding or not. So what we found was that the small proprietorships scored better amongst the commercial operators. So what I like to call the good-hearted people that perhaps got their early childhood education diploma and decided to make a career out of providing care for young children. And we've done some interviews in British Columbia, and some of the history of British Columbia's commercial operations is of this kind, that there are some quite decent commercial operators, people that got into the business, you know, whether they ended up as commercial or nonprofit was a little bit accidental at the beginning. But they're good commercial operators, good-hearted people. And those scored quite similar to the nonprofits in terms of overall average measures. But the interesting thing to think about is what the future is going to be. We're now talking about a national child care program, a national child care system, with billions of dollars of federal government money pouring into providing an expansion of services. But I would argue that it's much less likely that the kind of commercial operators that will spring forward and compete to get this federal government money, if it indeed is offered to commercial operators, I don't think they will be overwhelmingly the small proprietorships. In fact, I think what you'll get is what you've got in some other countries, which is you'll begin to get much more commercialized operations that come forward to provide services, and those definitely turned out to be the poorer quality centers in our study.
You were speaking earlier about trying to figure out what the what kind of runs this train. I think to follow your metaphor, you talked about trying to reduce the factors in your report that talked about nonprofits getting more money and so forth. And that's usually the argument that's made for what the differences in quality of childcare is. So in looking at it, were you able to kind of figure out what some of the underlying causes were then for the differences in quality of childcare between the two kinds of operations?
Yes. Our conclusion out of all of this was that the nonprofits had a much stronger mission for the production of quality in childcare, that was a central part of their mission, and they weren't unclear about that mission. So what we discovered was, okay, if you control for the amount of resources that the different types of childcare centers, commercial and nonprofit, have, that reduces the advantage of the nonprofit. If you control also for the clientele, because often the nonprofits serve more subsidized children, they have a lot more care for infants, a lot more care for toddlers, and those kinds of care are more expensive and more difficult to provide quality in. And so that adjusts the difference in between the two sectors. Then if you look at the education level of the staff, the wages that are provided to staff, the education level of the director, the turnover rates in the two kinds of sectors, and a series of other factors that are known to be differences in between the nonprofit and for-profit operators, what you see is that there's a really consistent pattern in which the nonprofits strongly choose resources, choose inputs, in the economist language, which are designed to improve quality, much more so than the for-profits do, so that the nonprofits choose higher educated staff. They pay wages which are nearly $3 an hour higher on average than the for-profit centers. They have lower rates of turnover, and all the way down the line, that it seems like on every scale the nonprofits are working harder to produce quality, and that's much less true in the for-profits. But it's those differences in the choices that the nonprofit centers make that end up running the railroad in terms of the quality story.
We talked a little bit about the national child care strategy that's being developed. And last week when we spoke with Sharon Gregson, she argued that the monies coming into that should be monies that are put towards public nonprofit centers. Do you think that is the best strategy for improving child care for children across Canada?
Yeah, I'd want to distinguish in between the existing centers and the existing operations and where we put our money in the future. We don't want to start out when we're building a national child care system by taking all the commercial operations and somehow shutting them down from day one. Like I say, a fair number of the commercial operations that exist now are amongst good-hearted people, and so you want to take those energies and those enthusiasms and build them into the existing system. So you'd want to grandfather, I think, the existing commercial operations. But the issue is whether or not you're going to open up the federal piggy bank right now and say anybody that wants to make a buck can now make it in early childhood education. This is a great place to put investment money. Well, the difficulty is this isn't really an investment of the traditional sort. It's certainly not an investment that should make a lot of money for somebody. What it should be is an investment in our children, in the sense that it will pay off down the road in terms of their better abilities on a whole number of different scales. But I think that we will get really the wrong kind of child care, not educationally, developmentally oriented child care, and we'll continually have problems in the system if we open the money up to the commercial centers with the new federal government program.
Well, it's been really interesting speaking with you this morning, Gordon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Gordon Cleveland. He's the co-author with Michael Krasinski of The Quality Gap, a study of nonprofit and commercial child care centers in Canada, and it was published last December. And you can find this study and further information on child care at www.childcarepolicy.net.
You've been listening to Red Eye, a program produced by an alternative media collective in Vancouver, Canada. Red Eye broadcasts live every Saturday morning from 9 until noon and can be heard around the world at cooperadio.org.